my mother.
Yep.
It's time I started to feature my mother in, before my mother starts to feature so large in my life that I haven't prepared either myself or you for it. My mother is 86 years of age, and her name is Claire, and she is the reason why I'm going to go with my brother Peter and take her to Lourdes. So my mother is the cause of the trip that's coming up going to Lourdes, and that's what this audioboo is about. Now, Lourdes, for those of you who don't know, is a place of pilgrimage in the Roman Catholic tradition. Yeah, for Roman Catholics, it is one of the biggest, most popular places of pilgrimage in the world. And it's been so since the 19th century. Now, in later audioboos, I might say a little bit about the history of Lourdes because I'll be re-familiarizing myself with it. But today, I want to mainly talk about my mother. And my mother, I'm sure, went to Lourdes a few times when she was younger, because my father used to go to Lourdes as well, and together they went to Lourdes. But she had two brothers who went to Lourdes obsessively every single year and more than once a year. In fact, if you go to Lourdes once a year from Ireland, you're not regarded as a Lourdes obsessive here. But if you go three times a year, you probably are. But I have two uncles, rest in peace to both of them now, both my mother's brothers, who went to Lourdes as a major part of their life. They went with their annual pilgrimage from their own county, and counties in Ireland like Waterford and Limerick have their own pilgrimages. But these two brothers went more frequently than that, and both of them rose up in the ranks, the hierarchical ranks of the organisers at Lourdes, and gained a lot of respect from other people because of this. And I went as a child to Lourdes with one of the uncles and pushed people up and down from the Hospitalité, which is a kind of hostel, a kind of a small hospital there, down to the grotto at Lourdes. Now, I'm going to talk about Lourdes as if you've never really, if you've no idea anything about the place. It's near the Pyrenees, right under the Pyrenees, so it rains an awful lot down there. And there are lots and lots of rivers around there. And in this little village called Lourdes, which has grown to be quite a large town by now, there was what some people experienced as an apparition. In other words, a miracle, you know, an appearance by the person who Roman Catholics believe to be, and Christians believe to be, the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary. And she appeared to a little girl in the village called Bernadette. And history was made around that. So it's become a popular place of pilgrimage. And I went as a kid for 5 days and did good work pushing people up and down. I went on another occasion, which I'll tell you about separately. The whole point about this is that this is the third year in a row that I will be bringing my mother to Lourdes. And this comes as a great shock to me when I reflect on my life as an unbeliever. I used to be very religious when I was very young, and then I stopped being religious, and I haven't been religious in the traditional meaning, or any meaning of that makes sense of the word, since I was about 18. So I am an unbeliever from the point of view of traditional religious belief. But I've been three times in the last 3 years with my mother, and to be truthful, I have to say that I imagine myself going to Lourdes with her every single year until she dies. I believe that now to be a project that she has that would bring her immense satisfaction to go to Lourdes every year for the rest of her life. She's 86 and could live to be 106, or, you know, could die in Lourdes this year. It's like that is my philosophy on life. So basically, I don't know how often I will go to Lourdes with her, but nothing will give me greater satisfaction than to be in Lourdes with her from the 21st of June, which is not very far away. So I'm, in that sense, I'm going to be going on a pilgrimage, the Limerick Diocesan Pilgrimage, and I'm also going to be going with one of my brothers. So this is really by way of introducing a series of audio booths which I will make. Some of them I'll make before we go to Lourdes together, and some will be made in Lourdes, and some will be made after having been to Lourdes, and they will be me being myself, as irreverent as I feel like being, and as reverent as I feel like being, as the series goes along. So I can rather jokingly say to my mother, "Mother, why am I taking you to Lourdes? I'm taking you to Lourdes because I want to be able to, take photographs of the Assumption. I want to be there on the spot when you're assumed into heaven, and I want to be able to put them up on Instagram." So I can happily say that to my mother. And when my mother says other things to me, I can say, "Mother, I will be walking in the footsteps of the cross every step of the way, in Lourdes, before Lourdes, and after Lourdes." In other words, you know, I am walking the life that has been ordained for me by the universe. So I vacillate between the completely, utterly irreverent and the quite seriously spiritual, and that's just me and the way I am. And I'm going to record sounds as well. I have done a whole lot of recording. The last time I went 2 years ago, no, sorry, that I went last year, but I recorded absolutely nothing. Or what I mean to say is I shared absolutely nothing because I was in the middle of a bout of severe depression, and social media was not where I wanted to be and needed to be. And I wasn't able to communicate with other people very well. So this year it's different, thank goodness, and some would say Deo gracias. And so I am going there in a spirit of bearing and giving witness. In other words, I'm going to just go there and be like everybody else, and I'll have my own spiritual experience. I will be doing something very valuable, I believe. There's nothing better that you can do in life than attend to what gives your 86-year-old mother satisfaction. I think I might have said this before, that if she said to me it would give her most satisfaction to climb Kilimanjaro, to be absolutely truthful, I would be alongside her as she climbed Kilimanjaro. And if she was absolutely clear that that was what she wanted to do. I'm not going to judge what's right for my mother. So I will be there. I will also record things in Lourdes because I find it fascinating. It was a place where I experienced, watched, saw, noticed huge generosity. And in another reason for another series of audio booths, the theme of generosity has come big into my life as a very good way of pulling it all together. You know, what's a good form of conversation to have nowadays? And I think a generous one is a very good one. So there we are. This is just the first introduction. And as you can see, I'm more doing an introduction than I am going through a programmed audio boo, which has a series of objectives. I will structure them a little bit more in future. I will put them into some sort of context so that those of you who aren't used to the more unstructured audio boos will have an idea about what there will be contained within the audio boo, and you can then decide at the beginning of listening to the audios concerned with Lourdes and my mother, you can decide whether it's right for you, rather than being left kind of to find out entirely through experience. I want to thank you ever so much for listening to this so far, if you've listened to it. I'm very grateful. It's a great privilege that you give by listening to me, and I do feel very grateful to you for it. Thank you very much.